city. They're in different areas, like you were raised.
Okay. I was raised in an area called Mowick. We're all sectioned off in wards, okay? Right now I work in the 11th ward, okay? This means a certain area where people set up. Like now, this area, the 11th ward, is the Irish Channel district, where most of your Irish people settled. I was brought up in the 7th ward, which was, like I told you earlier, bourgeoisie black. I call it, there was a movie about the octoroons and quadroons, and where you only had that 1/60% or 1/8% of black blood, and your skin is as white as milk, and your hair is as black as ebony, you know, but you are considered black. And I was brought up in a place, in a section where that meant something. You were better than the blackest person, or it was a special culture. Your richer, middle class blacks lived in this particular area. This is where you had a hard time. You know, like, most blacks in that particular area are segregated not only by the whites, but you were segregated by blacks also if you didn't belong to a certain organization. I guess with anybody, if you don't meet certain standards, you don't fit in. But this is a very, this ward, this 7th ward, was a very ticky-ticky type thing, a little tight clan. The society was, this black society was really something. You just, if you didn't fit in, you were ousted. You had to fit in. You had to belong in order to get anywhere. If your skin was darker than milk. But if you were born in that community, you got along, you know, you were accepted. So you just didn't worry about it. You accepted it. You didn't realize it was as bad until you grew up. You know, society part. Because you would never explain why you couldn't go such and such a place.
Yeah.
You know, in your own community. So a lot of brown-skinned blacks, black, you know, I say, we in New Orleans come from the whitest milk to the darkest ebony in our skin tone. And if you have a certain color, just by looking in appearance, you know, your color happens to be brown, you are not accepted. Because you didn't fit in. And so they had their own little society, and the majority of people in the 7th ward were like that.
This was the
older people, like your grandparents, and they settled their own little culture. You know, and the wards were divided. This particular ward was considered better than anybody. Now, let's say middle class. Yeah.
Your ward, the 7th ward.
This 7th ward, right. And if you told a person here in the city, oh, they'll ask you. It's just like, what country are you from? Like in New Orleans, what war are you from? Well, I'm out of the 7th ward. You kind of snooty, you know, uppity. You thought you were better than anybody else. It's sort of like the black, what's that, Knob Hill in San Francisco, where the high society type thing is, or like with the Park Avenue in New York.
Okay. I don't know any of those places. Alright, yeah, but I know in Atlanta there's a section.
There's a section where the elite live.
Sure.
Okay, or those persons who think they're better than anybody else.
Yeah.
So this is how the 7th ward was considered. Because the majority of the people were cultured and they wanted better things for them. No, I'm right here, Mr. I'm right here.